Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from tomorrow. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar said, during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and the 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. The government today approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiency. Addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said, this is a step towards inclusive development, ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial outlay of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. Speaking on the Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said India has a rich maritime heritage and this rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed. He said the government has approved the National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lotha, Gujarat. He said this will showcase country's rich and maritime heritage. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Modi has emphasized the development of infrastructure in the border areas. He said the government has approved the construction of 2,280 kilometers of roads, which will be built in border areas of Rajasthan and Punjab. He said the projects will cost more than 4,400 crore rupees. He said this will improve rural livelihood and ensure easier access and connectivity. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a seven-day state visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi from this Sunday. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations Damu Ravi said that India is looking at a stronger partnership with Africa. He said the visit is coming at a time when the African Union has become a prominent member of the G20 during India's presidency last year. Mr. Ravi said the partnership with Africa is very important and critical for our own growth and for the growth of the Global South. He informed that the economic partnership between India and Africa is growing and the bilateral trade is almost $100 billion annually. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% for the 10th time in a row. Consequently, the standing deposit facility SDF rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility MSF rate and the bank rate at 6.75%. The RBI has maintained status quo on benchmark interest rates since February 2023. Domestic benchmark indices today ended with marginal losses. The Sensex declined 168 points or 0.2% to close at 81,467. Similarly, the Nifty fell 31 points to settle at 24,982. The broader market at BSE outperformed the benchmark indices. The mid-cap and the small-cap both rose over 1%. In badminton, Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has advanced to men's singles pre-quarterfinals of the BWF Arctic Open 2024 in Vantaa, Finland today. The ace Indian progressed to the next round after his opponent, Rasmus Gemke of Denmark, withdrew from the first round, granting him a walkover. Sen will face the winner of the match between Chou Tien Che of Taiwan and Merkel of France in the pre-quarters. And in men's cricket, India will take on Bangladesh in the second T20 International of the three-match series in New Delhi today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Surya Kumar Yadav led India is leading the series 1-0. And in ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India will face Sri Lanka in the third Group A match this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.